Welcome to Hope is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and I want to talk to you today how we can relate more wisely to others. I think we all probably would like to have a little more wisdom in relationships, both those that are personal and professional. And I'm so thankful that God loves to give us wisdom in every area of our lives. And, you know, one of the things we've talked about here this summer on Hope is Here is that following Jesus isn't always easy, but it's not complicated. We've been talking all throughout the summer. It's on Monday and Tuesdays. We've been kind of hanging out in James the last few weeks, started back in July, that we just want to help you receive information from God's Word, which will lead to application, which then results in transformation in your heart, in your mind, and in your life, and that you can experience all that God has for you. And I'm so thankful to know that we don't have to deal with these things alone, that God says, hey, I want to help you. I want to give you wisdom. And if you've got your Bible, we're going to be hanging out in James chapter 3, verses 13 through 18. And it simply says, who is wise and understanding among you? Let them show it by their good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, and demonic. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder and every evil practice. Let's say that verse one more time there. James chapter 3, verse 16. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you'll find disorder and every evil practice. You know, friends, as I've reflected on challenging times and relationships I've had both personally and professionally, a lot of times those did involve envy and selfishness, sometimes even on my part, not the other person's. You know, I have to die to self every day. John chapter 3, verse 30 says, may Jesus increase and may I decrease. And, you know, friends, that's just something we have to intentionally do. If not, we can easily have selfish ambition and let envy get in our hearts. And so I want to encourage you today maybe to kind of do a heart check and just say, hey, do I have envy towards anybody in my personal or professional life? And maybe God, the Holy Spirit, is there an area that I'm selfish in? And, friends, I think it's a daily thing that we have to die to self. James chapter 3, verse 17 goes on to say, but the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace, they reap a harvest of righteousness. Oh, friends, when God's giving you wisdom, man, we can know that it's pure. He's never going to ask us to do anything that's not pure. That's why people talk about they're leaving their husband or wife or somebody because they know it's a relationship from God. Friends, it's not, because that would not be pure. It's not God-honoring. Also, when we have wisdom, God gives us peace about it. It's peace-loving. And wisdom in making decisions in relationships, it's considered. It'll be submissive. We're going to talk a little more about that tomorrow. It's full of mercy. And there's good fruit that comes from it. And wisdom from heaven, from God, is impartial and it's sincere. And the best part is, if you're a peacemaker, if you sow in peace, you'll reap a harvest of righteousness. And I'll admit to you, when I first got into ministry over 20 years ago now, okay, that sometimes I wasn't a peacemaker. If I felt like something was right, and type A personality that God's kind of wired me up with, and oldest child, that sometimes I wasn't a peacemaker, to be honest with you. And I say that now. God's had to chip away at things in my life, and I am so much more about being a peacemaker now and just trying to find how can we all maybe sacrifice a little bit and come together. And, you know, I enjoy now being a peacemaker more, but that's been developed over the last 20 years in my life. And so today, I want you we're going to just tune our ears to wisdom and concentrate on understanding. That comes from James chapter 2, verse 2. I actually, somebody gave me that, had that painted on for me on a canvas, and my dad was full of wisdom, and I love that word. I asked what I miss most about my dad, and I said his wisdom. And so they gave me that Bible verse, James chapter 2, verse 2. Tune your ears to wisdom and concentrate on understanding. And I'm so thankful, friends, that if we tune our ears, you know, teachers used to say, listen with your ears. Are you listening? Turn your listening ears on. And, you know, fast forward as an adult, I need to turn my listening ears on, especially when I need some wisdom from God. And then we also have to concentrate to have understanding. You know, it's one thing to have a lot of knowledge, but it's another to have wisdom. Can I get an amen on that? And so thankful that God loves to give wisdom and understanding. But a lot of times we have to focus on that, friends. And I want to encourage you today. Maybe you need to really focus on what God's trying to say to you and maybe try to limit some of the distractions in your life. But here's another thing that I've learned in doing ministry now for over 20 years, that wisdom is a lifestyle. Wisdom is a lifestyle. You know, heard me say before that worship is a lifestyle. You know, it's not just Sunday morning, and worship is not just music. It's everything we do with our life. We are worshiping God from the way we talk to others, from the way we spend our time, the way we spend our money. Obviously, by singing is another form of worship, but there's so many ways that we can worship God. And it is a lifestyle, should be a lifestyle as followers of Jesus. But wisdom should also be a lifestyle. And that's what I'm hoping by today and tomorrow, that you're like, you know what? I want to have more wisdom, God, and wisdom that comes from you. James chapter 3, verse 13, going back to the first verse we read a few minutes ago. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let them show it by their good life. Going back to that, wisdom is a lifestyle. And, you know, the thing is, we all know people that, you know, I got a lot of respect for them, the way they live their lives. And if I need wisdom in a certain area, maybe it's somebody that's in better shape than I am and want to talk to them about how I can get physical shape. Or maybe it's somebody, you know, that handles money very well and try to have some more wisdom, learn from their experience and get some wisdom from those who are wise in financial endeavors. There's people that understand the Bible better than I do. And I like to spend time with them and understand and learn and grow in my spiritual walk, in my understanding of God's Word. But here's what I know. A lack of wisdom, it causes problems in relationships, doesn't it? I mean, when we don't have a lot of wisdom, we keep making mistakes over and over, it's going to cause problems. Albert Einstein said, education is not the learning of many facts, but the training of the mind to think. Ouch, that's so good. Education is not the learning of facts, but the training of the mind to think. You know, friends, that's one of the things I'm hoping today. We get some wisdom and our mind is better in how we handle relationships. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And we need to do that as followers of Jesus and ask him to give us a heart and a mind of Christ. So I want to look at today. We'll get started, probably get a couple of these in and finish the other four up tomorrow. But I want to look at six characteristics of a person who is wise in relationships. The first thing is, if I'm wise, I won't compromise my integrity. Say that again. If I'm wise, I won't compromise my integrity. James chapter 3, verse 17 says, but the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial, and sincere. You know, I've found that true wisdom can be measured by the depth of a person's character. Just as you identify a tree by the type of fruit it produces, you can evaluate your wisdom by the way you act. But I want to say something to you. I want to pause for a moment. You know, talking about integrity. If I'm wise, I won't compromise my integrity. You know, friends, integrity is not just the big things like the Ten Commandments. I shouldn't steal. I shouldn't murder. I shouldn't commit adultery. And those are all definitely true to be a person of integrity. But In fact, maybe some of you know, you're like, you know, and if I'm honest, Greg, I don't even know if I know all the Ten Commandments. I might kind of need a little refresher course on that. Maybe this week you want to just take 10 minutes, look up in Exodus chapter 20 and kind of refresh your memory. Or maybe you've never read the Bible and you wonder, what are those Ten Commandments, Greg, that you're talking about? And I want to just encourage you to just, you know, look those up. Read those in Exodus, one of the first books in the Bible. And just ask God, is there any of these as a follower of Jesus where I'm not being a person of integrity? Now, I want to confess to you, one of the commandments about keeping the Sabbath and making it holy, which means not working for a day a week, ceasing from our labor. That's one that I really struggle with. And, it can affect relationships. And I've had family and friends to me that have had to kind of speak into my life. And I just have to kind of be intentional about that. And I still struggle with that, to be honest. Ministry can, it can be 24/7, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And yet, even Jesus took time to get away from the crowds. And God said, hey, we got to take a Sabbath and keep it holy. And it's one of the things that I would ask is a lot of you that pray for Hope Is Here Ministry and for me, that you would pray that I would honor the Sabbath and that I would be more intentional. And I'm trying to grow in that area and to be God honoring that, because that is an area that I'm not a person of integrity in, and I know that that's not God honoring. But, to be wise and have integrity in relationships, I think over the past few years, maybe we've not done as good a job as doing what Jesus simply said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 37, let your yes be yes and your no be no. You say, well, what do you mean, Greg? Well, I think, sometimes we all get asked to go places and we just don't show up. We don't call, text to say, I'm not going to be able to make it. And then after a while, we do it a couple of times, people kind of start to question our integrity when we say we're going to do things and we don't do them and we just ignore them. And I mean, as a fellow people pleaser, I am too quick to say yes quite often when I am asked to do things. And I'm learning to be more hesitant in saying yes, even though most of the things I get asked to do are really good things. But just saying, hey, that sounds like a great opportunity, but give me 24 hours, take a look at my calendar to pray and process to see if it's something maybe I should do. And, I know sometimes there's people that are disappointed when I say no, but often that is the wise thing for me to do rather than overcommitting or not going and feeling guilty and just kind of ignoring it or having to cancel at the last minute. I recently had a friend of mine who used to be in ministry, and he wanted to see if we could get together and grab coffee. He wanted to share about this new side business he had where he started being a DJ at events like weddings, graduations, special events, and just wanted to catch up. And, I was looking at my schedule, and I'm like, man, I could cram in an hour somewhere, but I just feel like the Holy Spirit said, right now, with LCA football starting up on top of Hope Is Here Ministry and Gardenside Christian Church for you, Pastor, you have got more than enough on your plate. And so I just had to say, man, I just told him the truth. I've got these three things going on. Football season just started. In addition, I got a couple weddings coming up in the next month, and I'm just doing all I can to keep my head above water. So I'm sorry, man, but I'm going to have to let's circle back at the end of September and see if we can find some time. And I hope that he will. But it was hard for me to say no. But if I'm going to have a Sabbath, I knew I had to do that. So I want to encourage you as we wrap up today to take a look at your calendar and see what your priorities are, where you spend your time and where you spend your money. And just ask God, am I being God honoring with my calendar and with my checkbook? We're out of time, but I hope you'll join us again tomorrow as we continue looking at how to be wise in relationships on Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. Sometimes ordinary tasks can become extraordinary feats. That's why there's the Joint Chiropractic to keep you moving. What life does to your body, we undo. Chiropractic is more than a solution for your back pain. It's key to a healthy and active life. Find your relief from everyday life and beyond at the Joint Chiropractic in Tate's Creek Center. No appointments or insurance necessary. Open nights and weekends. Wellness starts here. For additional information, visit thejoint.com/15002.